The annual excursion to South by Southwest, the music festival and conference, and now a film festival and conference that takes place every March in Austin, Texas, is upon us. And I thought we would talk to somebody who knows, at least who will catch us up to date on what he's interested in, maybe some Texas music in and of itself. David Brown, the host of Texas Music Matters, and a voice those of you who are longtime listeners to Marketplace may recognize as well, is at KUT in Austin, Texas. And David, I kind of maybe set the scene on how this has all changed. When did you arrive in Austin, and where was the festival at when you got there?
Well, you know, when I first came to Austin, it would have been, I guess, right around 2001 or so. And at that time, South by Southwest was well known. It was thought of as basically a film and music festival. And it had a, I suppose you could say, it had become a kind of national phenomenon. People from Hollywood and people from New York, I mean, it was really drawing a lot of folks. And I think just within the past 6-7 years, I've seen it morph from something that's become international and at the same time become something that's intensely local. I mean, it sounds a little strange. But I think that has something to do with the changing economics of the music industry itself.
In what way?
Well, I think that what's happened is that, of course, the United States continues to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, market for music. And internationally, artists from Brazil, from Iran, from all over the globe really want to make their mark on the American pop music scene. And to do that, South by Southwest still is very important because there are lots of journalists down here. I think something like 2,000 journalists are registered here. And so to get your name out in front of the American public, I mean, South by Southwest continues to be really important. But I think it is no longer quite the place for labels to discover new talent that it used to be. I mean, the role of the A&R person in music culture has pretty much disappeared as people have become more do-it-yourself.
Well, it's interesting what you bring up is getting signed, that gateway experience of getting signed to a label, of having an A&R person wander into your showcase is not as important as it was, but you could have somebody from Stereogum wander into your showcase, and that would make a difference, albeit a smaller one in your career. So I guess that point about there are still a lot of, quote, unsigned bands, but they aren't necessarily looking to get signed.
Well, let me give you a perfect example. I don't know whether you're familiar with a band called Future Clouds and Radar.
Yep.
Does that ring a bell?
Yep.
Terrific, terrific guy who runs that group. Used to be the lead person in a band called Cotton Mather. Now, back during the days when, you know, Oasis was ruling the charts, it just so happened that at a particular party in New York City one Christmas, a Cotton Mather tape ended up in the hands of the Gallagher brothers, and they started spinning it, and, you know, everyone just basically spent all night listening to Cotton Mather, and Cotton Mather scored a slot opening for Oasis, and it was a big deal for that band at the time. There are lots of talented people, but their tapes don't end up in the hands of people like the Gallagher brothers. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just a crazy thing that happens. Now you have Future Clouds and Radar, which is basically the spinoff from Cotton Mather. Completely new name. Nobody really knows that there's any connection between the two. But they're an Austin band. They're able to plug into a conference, you know, like South by Southwest. And then perhaps John Pareles will walk in to a show and start writing about them. Maybe they'll hear that Harp Magazine called these guys Artists of the Year, New Artists of the Year in 2007. I mean, South by Southwest is that opportunity that used to be just limited to, you know, some wild card event that would take place. It's a perfect opportunity for Austin artists.
Well, Future Clouds and Radar were on my dance card last year, and David Brown, maybe you can steer me towards an Austin artist or who you're looking forward to this year.
Well, you know, there are some from Austin. I'm not sure. You probably heard of Ockerville River, led by a guy named Will Sheff. He's one of the most literate bands out there, and they're from Austin, Texas. And if you haven't heard of Ockerville River for some reason, you should definitely discover them. That's one recommendation. I tell you, I really want to see some of the bands that I don't get to see very often, like Dead Confederate, for example. They have a new EP out. They don't even have an album, but there's a lot of buzz around them. I think the crowds are going to be going to see, you know, REM, and certainly Vampire Weekend has had a lot of hype built up around him, for better and for worse. But I'll tell you, someone who doesn't have a lot of hype built up around him, and he's one of these working musicians here in Austin that really should have a national audience and just doesn't. His name is John D. Graham. There's been a recent movie put out about this guy. He has a voice that's been compared to that of Tom Waits. And he's played with the likes of Alejandro Escovedo. He's played with John Doe of X. He's a super talented songwriter, maybe the best songwriter in Texas right now. And yet, he's not a household name. He probably should be. So I would recommend someone from out of town checking out John D. Graham. He's just a terrific talent.
Sat on the back steps, I smoked 7 cigarettes. Sat on the back steps, I was looking at my hands, and I was swept away. Swept away. Let them say that I was swept.
John D. Graham, one of the recommendations of David Brown from Texas Music Matters at KUT in Austin, Texas. And we'll see you in line somewhere, David, this weekend.
With so many people here, I sure hope so. But I have a hunch I'm going to be bumping into you at some studio or something around here.
Something like that. David, thanks a lot for your picks.
Thank you, David.